There are an estimated 53 million unpaid caregivers in the United States, which is more than one in five adults. Today's Mentor Minutes episode is dedicated to you. You caregivers of sick or aging parents, chronically ill or injured spouses or children, you who are spending an average of almost as many hours a week as a full-time job caring for your loved ones, all while raising a family or indeed working a job. If you don't find yourself in this group of people, keep listening because I think that there's something here for you too. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Accidental Mentor. I'm Charlene Garrett, and as always, I'm thrilled you're here today for another Mentor Minutes episode. Today, I want to chat about a somewhat unconventional mentor, our experiences. We often hear that we learn from our experiences, but we actually learn from reflecting on our experiences. So maybe the mentor is reflection. That's the magic piece we usually overlook. And when we overlook reflection, we have lost learning. For the past 7 years, I've been caring for my mom, who has dementia. We aren't sure what type of dementia, probably Alzheimer's. For two of those years, she lived near me in an assisted living community, and for the last five, she's been living with me. And then, 2 months ago, we picked up and moved from Nashville to Kentucky. And this last week, she got admitted to hospice here in our house. And that prompted my reflection. Before I continue, I want to make sure you know what hospice is. It's care. It's compassionate, it's palliative care, it's helpful care when you're near the end of your journey of life. But it is quite common for people in my mom's diagnosis and her age to be on hospice for several years. So we're at the beginning of our last decline, and it's requiring more help. So thank you, Lord, for the angels at hospice who are so helpful. This journey has been a roller coaster of emotions. Heartwarming, hilarious, and sometimes just plain hard. So what have I learned from all of this? Well, I don't think I'm going to get it all in a mentor minute, but I can get a few things, a few of my reflections recently. Where can I start? Well, I realized, first of all, that we are really selfish human beings. I am very selfish. My friends might argue, Charlene, you're not selfish, da-da-da-da. They would say lots of things. But deep down, I know I am. I love doing things my way, on my schedule, in my time. Don't we all? Choosing to care for someone else, whether it's a child, a parent, or a loved one, requires a level of sacrifice that can feel so unnatural. I mean, and sometimes it is natural, but sometimes it feels really unnatural. Some folks might even think I'm nuts. Others might think I'm a saint. Truth be told, I'm probably somewhere in the messy middle. Just this morning, I was sitting with my mom. We were laughing about something that didn't make any sense. Her words were all jumbled up. But the love, that was crystal clear. Even though she's not the mom I once knew, she's still a person of immense value. Another thing I've learned is about empathy. I thought I was pretty empathetic already, but caring for my mom has taken it up a notch, or 10. My heart now reaches out not just to those with dementia or who are in pain, but also to caregivers everywhere. Seriously, if you know a caregiver, give them a hug. They need it. I have had friends recently who have had to step in and care for chronically ill husbands and children with cancer. So many people. Like I said, estimated 53 million, in fact. And let's talk about listening. I used to think I was a good listener, but I've realized that being an active listener is on a whole different level. It means being 100% present, not just repeating back what you heard. It means being there. Being present is so much harder than it sounds. My mind loves to wander, especially when I'm on the phone or multitasking. But my mom, you know, she knows when I'm there with her. And when I am, it gives her peace. So I'm learning to be present, to just be there without distraction. It's tough, but worth it. You know, Brené Brown has a definition of empathy that is listening to someone and believing them. So not only listening is important and empathy, but they go hand in hand. Something else I think I've been learning is just handling the tensions of conflicting emotions. You know, I've been grieving this whole time, really, and I still am, and I've been living two very different things sometimes. I've been laughing, I've been living, I've been loving, and I've been grieving, and it's hard. Dealing with tension is difficult. I would have thought I was really good at both understanding grief and tension. But I like to minimize and distract myself just like the next person when it comes to loss and pain. So that's been hard, leaning into it versus trying to medicate it. Balancing my life and career while caring for my mom has also been a bit of a tension. It's like a tightrope. I'm walking on this tightrope and there's no net. My career is taking off in exciting ways, while my mom's life is slowing down. Finding that balance is incredibly challenging. I often feel guilty no matter which way I lean, but it's teaching me to sit with the discomfort. I'll say that again. It's teaching me to sit with the discomfort, to cherish every precious moment. Grief, joy, tension, they all coexist. And this journey with my mom is forcing me to face them head on. I'm learning to acknowledge my emotions fully without running away or minimizing them. What about you? I hope today's chat didn't bring you down. It's not about making anyone sad, but about embracing life's complexities. These moments with my mom, they have been precious, so incredibly precious. We've made so many memories, playing cards, getting our nails done, eating Mexican food, exploring Nashville. These moments are etched in my heart, and thankfully, I have a bazillion selfies and pictures on my iPhone. They are precious, so incredibly precious. Time is fleeting, and it's worth making the most of it. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect. Lean into the discomfort and learn from it. This journey called life is filled with lessons if we just take a moment to notice them. Maybe if you reflect on something and you have a revelation, share it with a good friend or journal about it. It's super helpful to get it out. Thank you for joining me today on Mentor Minutes. Remember, the real learning happens in the reflection. If you've got thoughts, stories, or questions, head over to charlenegarrett.com and share them with me on the blog. Until next time, this is Charlene Garrett with The Accidental Mentor. Live fully, reflect deeply, and be kind to yourself. See you soon!